Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, we've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Nikki.
Coming up tonight, we're going to get into some jail-related stories. Nikki, you wanted to talk about a lady jailed for 13 days before they found out that it wasn't who they thought they had?
Yep. Right? Same name, different lady.
Yep, so we'll get into that story, and Bonnie has a story about fixing relationships that have been burned up over political disagreements, which has happened to a lot of people, especially over the last 2 years during COVID when people went ultra insane. I mean, they already had the Trump derangement syndrome for the last 4 or 5 years, but then they just went completely off the deep end.
And it's perfect because I'm a relationship expert. I have one happy customer, and if you want to call in and ask for relationship advice, you can call 603-283-6160.
Indeed. So 603-283-6160. In fact, we're going to go to the phones first up, and then we'll also talk about New Hampshire exit, because it is the eve of the big day, the big hearing in front of the full state house that is expected to happen tomorrow. But first, Mark is on the line, our co-host Mark Edge, calling from Florida. Go ahead.
This is perfect, Bonnie, because I'm actually calling for relationship advice.
Yay!
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So I, I have a group of friends, and I used to agree with them on a topic, and I've changed my mind on that topic. And now it seems like I can't discuss anything even tangentially related to that topic without sort of setting them off and making them angry at me. And it's true that, I want to share the information I have on this topic, but it appears to be alienating me from my friends, and I don't know how to – this group of friends includes my best friend, and I don't know how to not sound like a jerk when I'm talking about this stuff and putting people on the defense, and – but I still want to share the things that are important.
Well, I do actually have some advice about that. I would say that you've already explained to them your position, and they've explained to you yours, and now it's time to start promoting your thing instead of putting their thing down all the time, because I think that that's how they feel.
I think they do. I think they feel like I'm putting down whatever they say, even though I try to say, you know, their idea is right for certain people and that my idea is right for other people and, you know, things like that. But it still sounds very much like, they just don't want to hear the topic because, you know, it's a point of disagreement.
It might be because every day they're busy working for the ideas that you disagree with now, and they just don't feel like you're being productive.
And it also sounds like both parties are very passionate about these topics or projects that they're working on, so that can sometimes kind of heat things up in disagreements.
I would even say that your group of friends doesn't mean to put your project down, but they find themselves doing so a lot just out of a defensive move because it seems to them that you're always putting theirs down, and honestly, none of us actually disagree with what you're doing, so it kind of puts you in a bad position in all fronts.
Agreed. This seems to be the case. So let me make a final point and then see how you react to that.
Okay.
I feel like they and their passion project are perhaps not wasting their time, but expending inefficient energy in a direction where it could be far more productive in a different direction. And all I want to do is, like, sort of tell them, you know, like, I just want to share with my friends this really great thing that I've figured out. And all I can do, and all that seems to happen is it's like, you know, shut up. Not, I disagree with your point here, here, and here. Like, there's not debate. There's, you know, I'm sick of talking about this. Why do you keep attacking us? You know, and I, like, you know, there's a foundation in my relationship with my friends that has to do with debate. You know, like, we, you know, debate a lot. And what it feels like to me is that they clearly don't have points to make to show me, like, I could be wrong. You know, like, absolutely, positively could be wrong, but nobody can kind of make points to show me where I'm missing this thing or that thing. And, like, you know, I want to show them what they're missing. And,
like,
this is all out of generosity, but it's clearly not working. Like, I'm at the point that I understand it is not working.
I think I just disagree with the way you see things, because I saw a penguin today giving you points to explain to you why he doesn't feel that New Hampshire is a, well, the mayor project is a waste of effort, and it seems to me that you just don't want to hear it. It seems to me like you already are stuck in your beliefs, you don't want to hear what they believe, and at that point I would say it is time to realize you can't change their minds and just work on spending your energy where it's most efficient, which is working on your passion project.
Maybe I could ask a question like, what would it take? What would I have to achieve? What would I have to show you to show that this, you know, that my idea is effective and good? Is there any way like that, or do I just have to let it go?
Actually, I don't think that we don't, or that your friends disagree that your project is good. It just needs more time to be proven. It's a good idea, but it does need more time to be proven. But
it's much more like an idea than a solid thing. Right,
I think the only thing that you could do to disprove your friends that what they're spending their time on is inefficient is actually being here and doing what they're doing every day. Because from what I've heard, I mean, I didn't live here at the time. It seems like you weren't doing the same things as a lot of your friends were when you lived here even. So if you weren't putting in exactly what they were putting in, I just don't know how you can tell them that what they're doing is inefficient or going to make them fail. Sounds to me like you were doing different things, like working on your house. And am I wrong in saying that?
Yeah, I think that that's a perception of one particular person who is very active in certain ways, like, you know, wants to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And it has always been my contention that many of those things are inefficient and have adverse results and don't move in the direction that I want them to, and a variety of things like that. I would point out that if what we're talking about is, was I a sufficient activist in the state of New Hampshire, you would have to first ask, what are the rest of the activists? What are most of the Free Staters like? So I would claim that I'm in the top 10% of activists there. You know, I've taken cases to trial. I have been elected 3 times as a delegate to the state convention. I've testified before the state house. I mean, you know, I lived there for 15 years, so I can, you know, I can have done one thing per year and still sound like I've done a lot. But compared to that person and a small handful of other people, there's no way I can ever achieve, like, in amount of activism, not success, because, you know, I would argue that there isn't a heck of a lot of success. There's a, you know, a few enumerated things here and there, and, you know, ultimately, you know, life isn't going to be much different, ultimately. Like, for instance, the ability to ride a motorcycle without a helmet with my gay lover while smoking a joint is a useless right to me, because I'm not going to do any of those things. And so having those rights in New Hampshire now, where perhaps you didn't have them before, smoking pot, still arguably, is not particularly successful. Anyway, why don't you guys heard what I had to say. Why don't you talk about it on the air if you want to talk about it some more, or go on and talk about how Biden is going to save us.
Okay, you don't want to stay? You don't
want
to stay for a more?
It's
up to you. Hang on. 603-283-6160 is the number here. If you've got advice for Mark, he says he needs help communicating with his friend.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. Maybe you have some advice for Mark. He's on the line with us here. He's concerned that he is failing at persuading his friends or even communicating with them. about something that he considers to be a better plan than what they are doing. And in case you haven't determined what he's talking about, he's referring to the Free State Project and the people who are here in New Hampshire, the activists who are here. At least I presume that it's what he's referring to. We'll get back into his call here in just a moment. But speaking of the Free State Project, Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up this summer. And last year, by the way, was a record year for movers here to New Hampshire because it's totally a failure here. That's why over 1,000 people moved for the Free State Project last year. I think it was like 1,300 or something like that.
It's the first time it's ever been over 1,000 in history.
Yeah.
I did.
You were last year, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too.
Bonnie was too.
Yeah, look at us.
So there are more people coming here than ever before, and it looks like I spoke with Mark Warden, who's the Porcupine real estate guy. He was at they had a big table, of course, at the convention that Bonnie and I went to over the weekend, the Liberty Forum, and I asked him how things are shaping up, because all he does is real estate, and probably 90-plus percent of his customers are Free Staters, and he says it's looking like it's going to be on par with last year, at least, if not, you know, we're not only just a couple months in at this point, but so it may get better, it may get even bigger than last year, but definitely on track. So you want an excuse to come check out New Hampshire and experience what it's like to be around more freedom-loving people than you can possibly get to know, because that's how it is here. You want to go to one or both of these festivals. Porcupine Freedom Festival, that's the big one, and it's nearing sellout status. According to Dennis, the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they are now at 94% sold out. So almost there. If you are considering getting tickets to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you ought to do it like this week, it sounds like. They may extend the tickets out a little bit, but that may not happen. So now's your chance to get those. Keep in mind the campsites are sold out already for the campground, Rogers Campground, during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So you're probably either going to need to ask nicely from other people who have campsites if they're willing to share, or find some hotel that's not sold out in the region. Now, for ForkFest, which is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, ForkFest week is June 27th through July 3rd. It's going to be the 6th annual ForkFest. ForkFest is decentralized, so there's no ticket cost. There's no tickets to buy. All you have to do is get your RV site, your campsite, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. It's definitely a much lower attendance in past years, kind of like the after party for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you want a relaxing week in the woods.
Lower attendance than the Porcupine Freedom Festival, right?
Correct.
Not lower and lower every year.
No, I don't think so.
Getting bigger every year.
I don't know. I wasn't there last year.
Well, that's what I heard from people who did go.
Yeah, there was a pretty good turnout last year for ForkFest. Yeah.
But it's definitely a little bit of a different flavor, and if you want to spend Independence Day with freedom-loving people here in the Shire, you definitely want to come up to ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event. Again, everything's unofficial. There's no organizers of this thing, so if there's something you want to see happen, you should probably do that thing, whether it's bring your own poker table to have
a poker game. Karaoke.
Bring your own speaker, microphone, and laptop or whatever for karaoke, or if you want to, you know, play it, have a band play it, then you should be that band, I guess, because you got to be the creator of the thing to happen over at ForkFest. ForkFest.party. We're going to go back to Mark. He's on the line here. He's got some concerns about reaching his friends here in New Hampshire, attempting to communicate something that he thinks is a really important idea, and he feels like he's not as effective at this as he could be. And ladies, you had some advice for him. I don't know if y'all had a chance to fully express your opinions or thoughts, so I wanted to continue if y'all wanted to.
Well, I think I pretty much answered all his questions.
Well, in that case, I'll weigh in here on this, Mark, because I've been very aware of these communications, and I am a supporter of...
And by the way, it has to have been really difficult for you to have not been able to address them personally with me while I sort of called in with Aria and these sorts of things. But you certainly are my target audience on that.
Well, I'm a supporter of what you're doing. I think it's something you find very important, and you've spent the last roughly half a decade, I think, of your life researching special economic zones and looking and traveling to many of these potential locations and meeting with other people of a similar interest. And and you truly believe in this, and I really do hope that you can find this great place and or create this great place. I think it's an interesting project. However, I do have my questions of it, and I think that you're trying to recruit people primarily, just to come to your concerns that you expressed in the last segment to specifically address those. I think the people you're trying to recruit who you believe are wasting their time are a different target audience than who you're really looking for. I think the people who you're trying to recruit don't have the same goals as you. And so because they don't have the same goals, your persuasion methods are not persuading them. And when I say they have different goals, obviously we're all looking for more freedom, so we all share that particular goal. But I think that maybe the perception is that your goal might be to get away from the United States as far as possible, to be in a, what you consider to be more free place, and live out the rest of your life in that free place. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that sounds like, I mean, don't we all want liberty in our lifetimes? Isn't that the tagline? I kind of feel like I'm certain, in fact, that there won't be liberty in New Hampshire because of a couple of things. A, the Free State Project is never about secession, and all y'all seem to think secession's possible.
Well, yeah, because the Free State Project can't make a political stance because they're a nonprofit. The Free State Project can't do that, but lots of people who are part of the Free State Project filled an entire conference room 3 or 4 days ago that Ian and I went to and were cheering on secession, and all Axelman and this guy from Texas and Carla Garrick talking about it.
You're talking about the Liberty Forum. I don't want to get lost in the issues here, Mark. I want to focus at the general look at goals here. So you did agree with my summation, and that is that you want to get away from the United States, go to a place where you believe you have relative freedom by comparison, and live out the rest of your life. And you'd agreed with that.
Well, I don't want to do that. I think that that is the best solution for somebody who actually claims liberty. For me, I'm a little better off financially, and I can do some traveling, so I want to travel. But I want to make available to people who, with lower means, you know, but less money, maybe even, you know, sort of working class people, to be able to move to a place with more liberty rather than, you know, being sort of having the feeling like the only option they've got is New Hampshire.
I'm glad to hear that, because that was always one of my critiques of what you were trying to do. It always seemed to me to be something that was only appealing to the wealthy, someone who could afford to pick up their lives and move.
And that was
some
source of great frustration to me, that I couldn't communicate to you that this is in fact a project for working class.
However, I still believe, and if you want to hang on, we can here, but I still believe that the goals are different. I'll explain why I think that the Free Staters' goals are different from your goals. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I can't speak for all Free Staters, right? There's thousands of them. But we'll continue here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A cold snap is set to hit Ukraine and cause issues for refugees and military personnel. Russian soldiers have been stranded in a 40-mile convoy with tanks and heavy weaponry. Now those stuck outside will have to deal with freezing conditions. This as Ukrainian President Zelensky is continuing to say there is need for a no-fly zone to be declared over Ukraine.
Not me. Don't wait me asking you several times, a lot, million times, close the sky. No, you have to phone us to our people who lost their children and say, sorry, we didn't do it yesterday. 1 week ago.
That audio courtesy of Sky News. One of the reasons that a no-fly zone has not been established is the belief by the United States and NATO that the Russians may deem that a hostile act. USA Radio News. The North Texas rabbi who was taken hostage in a terrorist attack is telling the United States Senate hate crimes are on the rise. Rabbi Charlie Crichton Walker says anti-Semitism has become rampant.
I was taken hostage because of it. This anti-Semitism isn't distant history. This is less than 2 months ago.
The rabbi adding that religious leaders now have to devote themselves to security training. There's a chance your student loan may be forgiven.
The Department of Education said that it has so far identified over 100,000 borrowers who are eligible for student debt cancellation due to changes the agency made to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program back in October. The cancellations for those people are expected to total $6.2 billion in federal student debt relief. Not all of the eligible borrowers have been notified of their debt relief yet. They're being notified on a rolling basis.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. If you've got a comment for Mark, he's on the line. Actually, we do have a caller who wants to speak to Mark. Mark is on the line here, a co-host on Free Talk Live. He is concerned with his frustration that he's been having trying to communicate what he considers to be a better solution than the Free State Project. And, of course, the Free State Project is the number one liberty community on the planet. It is what has attracted thousands of freedom-minded people to the same place, which is here in New Hampshire. Now, of course, not everybody joins the Free State Project. Not all libertarian types who've migrated here have signed on the dotted line. Aria, for instance, is not a Free State Project participant, but she moved here as part of this whole freedom migration. So the Free State Project is only really part of the New Hampshire freedom migration, which is actually much larger than the Free State Project. But the Free State Project is kind of what got this thing started as a true activist project.
I signed it, but then I just realized, like, the last segment, I never alerted them that I moved.
That you moved.
So I wonder if they counted me or...
There's a lot of people that are like that, too, where they'll sign up and then they'll forget, right? Like,
yeah.
You don't think about that.
Yeah.
When
I thought about
somewhere.
It 10 minutes ago.
I didn't sign up and I never alerted anybody that I moved. I just...
So you're not a Free Stater.
I don't technically consider myself a Free Stater because I grew up 30 minutes from the border. Like, I'm from here, so it just doesn't feel... Like, I did move from Massachusetts to New Hampshire for the Liberty community and, you know, largely for the Free State Project, but...
Well, then, I guess they're now changing the definition of free stater to just be any libertarian in New Hampshire.
Perfect. Well, that's me.
Which is fine. So we're going to bring Mark back on the line here, but I do want to say thank you to Bitcoin.com, and they are a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. So if you're interested in learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you need to get over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started right there at the top of the page. It is something that you should take the time to learn a bit about prior to actually jumping in. Although right now the price of Bitcoin jumped up a little bit in the last 24 hours. I think it's over 42,000 today per Bitcoin.
Oh, wow. I'll
do a quick check on that.
Yeah, I honestly haven't checked today.
Just under 41,800 as we speak. So head on over to Bitcoin.com, learn the basics, learn what decentralization is, why it's important when it comes to money, and what is blockchain, some of the basics about this amazing technology that is really part of the evolution of this concept. So get on over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and learn more. Also, if you're not brand new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got them there every single day over at news.bitcoin.com. We're back with Mark on the line here. And what I was saying, Mark, is that when you're talking with someone who might have different goals than you, then it's going to be hard for them to appreciate where you're coming from, because they may interpret what you're saying as, you know, irrelevant to them because they don't feel like you have the same goals. And what I mean by that is you're referring to a project of encouraging people to move into perhaps a special economic zone or a place on the planet that you believe is more free. And you may have some evidence that it's more free than the United States. I don't know if that place has been announced yet, but it's something you've been looking for.
I'm happy to talk about it. I've acquired the location. I represent an organization that has acquired the location, so I'm happy to talk about it. It's called the Coral Beach on the island of Utila in the Bay Islands. But I honestly don't believe that Coral Beach is right for everybody. I, in fact, believe that people should actually – like people not take advice from leaders, but instead look at their own lives and say, okay, what's best for me? Because I firmly believe that New Hampshire is right for some types of people. And I've enumerated those types of at least once on the air. And that, you know, maybe Florida's right for a lot of people. Maybe Texas is right for some people.
See, that's the thing.
Well, when he gave the people that he thinks New Hampshire is right for, it wouldn't include Ian, me, or Aria.
Not true.
Yeah, because I'm from Texas.
Well, no, now you're going to have to go through who you think it's right for.
Okay. So, the first group of people I said, there's three groups. So, one can be part of any of these groups, all of these groups, or none of these groups. I don't think you can actually be part of group number two. Group number one is anybody who's in the state of New York or in New England who, you know, is just sort of a libertarian should look at the Free State Project, because that is the most libertarian place in the vicinity of where you live. If you can, you know, transfer your job or work from a different location or a variety of things, I think it's right for you. Point number two is people who really want to, you know, they want to be in action. They're fighters by nature, and I have made this point that it makes them look bad, but it's just a personality type. They're angry. And they want to fight the man. And New Hampshire's a great place to do that. You will get all of that that you want to get.
Well, I got to disagree with you on that. I don't think violence is not the solution. I don't know if that's what you were saying there, but I don't think we should be fighting anybody. What we should be doing is gathering as many freedom lovers together and then just, you know, doing whatever it takes to be free in a peaceful way.
Fine. Let me use synonyms for the term fighting. Arguing, cajoling, begging, you know, scolding, a whole variety of things against politicians and bureaucrats in order to attempt in a variety of different ways to get what you want. And then the third group, and this is the group that I'm most careful around, these are the dangerous ones, is the libertarians that just want to get elected. Those that want to rule. I'm not saying everybody, and in fact, I don't even think most
of the people who have moved and gotten elected fit into this category. I think that they are in the second category. They're the fighters. But this third category, the rulers, these are the ones you got to watch out for. There's been a few of them. They get there. They get the power by saying, hey, hey, we're libertarians and stuff. And then they start voting against the very principles that they had stood for because
it was that's a concern. I mean, we've seen that happening where people get into office, and it's true, power does corrupt. And it's absolutely true that not even libertarians are immune to that statement. So, I mean, there's definitely some decisions that many of the liberty reps have made that I would not think that I would make if I were in their position. Like, for instance, one of the more recent questionable ones was supporting a marijuana legalization bill that if it passes the Senate, and it sounds like it might not, thankfully, but if it were to pass the Senate and get signed by the governor, that would then create a marijuana bureaucracy within the Liquor Commission and create state-run marijuana distribution stores, which is a terrible idea.
They're just extremely misled, and they think that it's a step in the right direction, but it's absolutely wrong. And I tried to go around Liberty Forum telling as many state reps as I could why I think it's incredibly wrong, and they were like, "Oh well, I don't think it's going to pass." And I was like, "Okay, well, don't vote for it."
Well, the state reps already voted for it. That was the problem, and that's why I was criticizing their decision, because many of the so-called liberty reps did put their names behind that. What were you going to say there, Nikki?
I was going to say that what happens is people get their eyes set on one thing, and then as far as bills go, they just lose sight of everything else. So they kind of sell themselves out on other things within the bill, and they just lose sight of the big picture. And so, I think that's what happened. That is more than likely what happened with that particular bill.
It's crazy because there were so many good marijuana bills. Sorry, we are totally changing the subject.
Well, I mean, I definitely understand Mark's criticism here, and I think that's just something that you're going to deal with anywhere. Anywhere where there's a libertarian significance, where there are actually a lot of libertarians, which is here in New Hampshire, and there's nowhere else like it, anywhere else, because libertarians fail everywhere except for New Hampshire, you're going to have those power seekers. You're going to have the power corrupting people. So, I mean, that's just part and parcel of a growing successful libertarian movement. The other part I'm going to disagree with here is your number one point, saying that only people from New England should move to New Hampshire. It's a ridiculous statement. There are people who have moved here from as far away as California, some from as far away as Russia.
Well, I think that what he would say is that they're the fighter type.
I don't know if that's true at all. I think there's a lot of like families and stuff that have moved here from California. We had that little kid, that 10-year-old boy that's been calling the show on Friday nights, and his family moved from California, and they love it here, apparently. More coming up here. If Mark wants to, he can hang on because somebody wants to.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live coming up. We'll get into independence for New Hampshire, the movement that is going to have its bill heard, the very first ever, by the way, that we're aware of in generations. Actual conversation by state representatives at in the full state house hearings expected to happen sometime tomorrow. We're going to tell you more about that on the way here. We've got Mark Edge, one of our co-hosts on Free Talk Live, calling in about his difficulties communicating with other liberty activists who are here in New Hampshire about his idea of migrating people to something he just revealed tonight. I don't know if you'd mentioned this before, Mark, but you mentioned the island called Utila. It is off the coast of Honduras. We haven't really gotten into any detail about that, but we do have a couple callers now that have some comments or some thoughts for you, so I'm going to go to these calls here. We do have Dave Ridley, one of the earliest movers for the Free State Project in New Hampshire, and still a very active activist. Dave from RidleyReport.com, you're on with Mark.
Yeah, you know, there's this say, hi, Mark. I haven't seen you in so long. But there's this idea that, you know, when you have new data, you come up with a new opinion about something. So we have new data with relation to the Utila project. First of all, it's, you know, now it's a real place. It's not just free private cities concept, you know. At least there's a real place, right? That's a good step forward for Mark. At least he's doing something, right? You know, we might not all agree with it, but at least he's doing something instead of just talking about it. But the third thing, and this is really important now, unfortunately, is that now we have the nuclear bogeyman going loose, it looks like, with a relatively high risk of nuclear war over the next few months. And, you know, even if the current crisis doesn't result in that, we still have the Taiwan crisis coming up. So, or at least it appears we do. So it's pretty obvious that Utila would be probably a safer place than New Hampshire current paradigm. So that's another point in favor of Mark. So, you know, who knows?
All right. Are you planning on moving down there, Dave?
Oh, no, I would not. I would not move to Utila, no.
Oh, but why not?
Dave, what if you were given a job chronicling the early history of Coral Beach through videography?
I guess I might consider it, but I don't think I don't have a passport. I don't even know if I'd be allowed to have one.
It's possible. I don't know.
Dave, anything else you want to share? I know you were calling for a different reason tonight, but you heard Mark on the line. You had some thoughts.
Yeah, those are my thoughts on Utila. I don't think I have any others on Utila, but I can talk about the Ukraine thing.
Yeah, Ukraine. Go ahead real quick. We'll keep Mark
on
the line.
I do have a project I'm trying to push further forward. I did this during the Bosnian War, and I was happy with the results. But basically, the idea is there's a lot of places that, at least some places, they're expiring medicine or surplus medicine, and the idea is to capture that medicine and get it sent to Poland. I have locations I can send it in Poland, depending on what it is, that I'm pretty confident about now. The problem is getting the medicine. It's not as easy as it was during the Bosnian War. So if anyone thinks they have the ability to access surplus or expiring medicine, that sort of thing, I would just ask that they contact me. You can do it directly, Dave Ridley at Facebook, or you can just go to the Free State Project and they can contact me. FreeStateProject.org can reach me.
You don't want to give out a direct method?
No, I won't give out my email over the air. But again, if you go to freestateproject.org, they have a public address and they all know me, so just contact them.
Okay.
Or use Facebook, just Dave Ridley on Facebook.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Bad Slave. Also has comments for Mark, also calling from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi there, Mark. Good to talk to you again. You know who I am, right?
I do.
Yeah. Good. I have a question for you.
Great.
Have you pursued within New Hampshire the actual creation of an economic zone like you're talking about?
Yes. It's absolutely impossible. There are no special economic zones inside the United States as a nation. They're not possible, and they wouldn't be possible within New Hampshire. And this is one of the reasons that I'm really strong on this. Another thing is New Hampshire's in New England, and New England is one of the least churched places in the world and in the United States. And they don't respect religious freedom. And central to my project is libertarianism as a moral philosophy being a religion. And you're not going to get, that has no legs in New Hampshire. Anybody can look up the Church of the Sword case with the inside of the New Hampshire Supreme Court and see how they ruled.
Well, I have to say that I don't believe you that it's impossible. I think that if the state house, you know, passes a New Hampshire amendment to the Constitution, that you can pretty much within the state of New Hampshire do anything. The limited.
Okay. Can I address it a little further?
What?
A little more clarity. So a special economic zone can be anything, right? So we have opportunity zones throughout the United States where you can divert capital gains by investing in crappy neighborhoods. So that could be called a special economic zone, but it's generally not accepted at the acceptable level. There are currently in the world more than 6,000 special economic zones. They probably should just rename them economic zones because they're not special if there's 6,000 of them. And what has been proposed in Honduras, the ZEDE, is what I refer to as a special autonomous zone. And it seems to me unlikely that the first special economic zone in America that probably wouldn't even be allowed by the federal government would somehow rise to the level of ZEDEs, where one can have one's own civil law, one's own police department, one's own, just in these zones, you've got your own court system, a whole variety of things that make them highly autonomous compared to special zones elsewhere.
Well, Mark, you have to realize that the states are sovereign, and that they are republics, and that their constitutions guide the bulk of the law within that jurisdiction.
I don't know if this is a good argument against what Mark is, or for Mark to come up here and do this. I just don't see how what you're saying, Bad Slave, it would make it easy for a ZA to appear in New Hampshire. I mean, we saw how the committee shut down the CACR 32 conversation right away by saying, oh, the New Hampshire is sovereign, but not in the way you think of it. And then they just said, yeah, we're not going to let the people vote on this. So I think that Mark has a point that it's easier to create a ZA in Utila than New Hampshire. So is that your only point for him? What about, what do you have to say to him?
Number one, if you get something going in Utila, you're still subject to the jurisdiction that Honduras is offering, and they might change their mind at any moment. The other thing is
that's a really great point, and I need to address that now that you brought it up, the they'll roll in tanks argument. Now, this was used on the Free State Project many years ago, and we laughed it off, but in fact,
they
on March
have
the 6th,
roll in tanks.
They did. They actually did. They rolled a tank directly into the Free Talk Live studio. That's how that did happen. In Honduras, this could happen, right? Like, they could take amphibious craft and land on an island and 4,000 English-speaking people that have an autonomous treaty with them and step in. However, I would think that the fact that they're brought in, that ZAs are included in international law in a treaty with Kuwait, where they would have to, this should be settled in The Hague, and it would be likely that that Honduras would be sort of excommunicated from the world stage like North Korea is, if it didn't pay the hundreds of billions of dollars that would be, brought against them in damages. So I feel like the bull roll in tanks argument has not a lot of legs.
Thanks, Mark, for the call tonight. Thank you, Bad Slave. Appreciate the discussion. We're going to continue Free Talk Live.
Good night, everybody.
And he was saying good night there. I was putting him on hold. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. You can join the show, 603-283-6160. Your thoughts?
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.